I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is, boy. And this summer, one of the big films is Solo, A Star Wars Story. The elephant in the room is Harrison Ford. Why hasn't Harrison Ford ever won an Oscar?
He's never groveled for one. He's never chosen projects, I think, that are outwardly Oscar bait. He's gotten close, I think, with Mosquito Coast, projects like that, maybe Witness.
Yeah.
The projects themselves just aren't Oscar bait material.
It was commented on that he had never been in an Oscar winning movie. He said, I think I'll be all right.
See, that's interesting. And that gets at, essentially, the Harrison Ford on-screen persona. Why we enjoy these movies, why we keep coming back to them.
For me, the most memorable moment of his that encapsulated that kind of carefree attitude that he has, wisecracking guy, was in Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, his response to Princess Leia.
Yeah.
When she says, I love you.
And he says...
He says, I know.
I know.
And he made that line.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, I love you too.
And that line could go wrong in so many different ways if read by the wrong person or the wrong intonation or inflection. When you look at Harrison Ford in his best parts, he doesn't overdo his expression. There's a great moment in Raiders of the Lost Ark where near the end of the movie, he's pretty battered up and him and Karen Allen are on that ship. Mm-hmm. And they're in the cabin together. He sort of goes into this little childish thing where he wants her to kiss his boo-boos. And he kind of softens for a moment. For somebody so rugged, that playfulness.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting thing for me. As I got older, I learned to appreciate him. Something really interesting, though, happens for me right around the time of The Fugitive. Alec Baldwin was coming up right at that time. And he had made The Hunt for the Red October. And it was a huge hit. And then Alec Baldwin said, I don't want to be typecast in these parts, right? So Alec Baldwin goes off and makes some of the worst choices in movie history, while Harrison Ford starts taking up this young up-and-comer scrap, and he makes The Fugitive, which Alec Baldwin turned down, turned out to be a huge hit. Then he takes on the Jack Ryan part, and I think Harrison Ford starts to get very boring on screen. Air Force One, that's where I think he starts to get kind of bored with stardom.
There are repetitions all throughout, yet there are attempts to vary it a little bit, like the Witness role. I can see him groping for something just a little bit more substantial or a little bit different.
Right, which is, I think, what the Mosquito Coast is, right?
Oh, without question, yeah.
I think he's working with Peter Weir there again.
But
that premise is different. A father. Yeah, that's about as out there as it gets for him.
Your choice is excellent because he says Mosquito Coast was his favorite film. He loved Witness so much because he was able to build, because he's a master carpenter. Very much like Mosquito Coast, when it calls upon him to use his talents, that his native talents, not one but two homes in Wyoming.
And that says a lot about the guy, too. Very reserved. His persona is a lot like his... You know, his on-screen choice is very safe.
Well, he has tried comedy, hasn't he?
The closest thing I think he gets to comedy is Working Girl.
How about Cowboys and Aliens?
See, by that point, he's doing that Clint Eastwood older guy thing, calling attention to his age, sort of being self-deprecating, right after Indiana Jones and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. For me, it was the first time I saw Harrison Ford having fun again on screen in like 25 years.
Remember him?
It's a joy to watch.
Apocalypse Now? Can you believe
that?
And
that was after Star Wars. Star Wars was just really killing it at the box office while he probably got cast in that part.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. His two favorite actors, Gregory Peck and Gary Cooper.
Wow. That makes perfect sense. Neither one of those guys, big emoters.
Right.
Gregory Peck, when he started out, much more expressive and playful, doggedly stabilized.
Yeah, more stolid, more contemplative. Best evidence is in the newest Blade Runner. Kind of world-weary. He has moved far, far away from Han Solo.
Right. Oh, and you know what? Actually, that was the best part of The Force Awakens. He's a great presence on screen. You know what does bother me about him, though? He's got these ridiculous earrings. It just doesn't make sense. What do you need earrings for in Wyoming?
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.